Hi, I'm Dave Lewis, and seated across from me is a very charming and significant local figure, Polina Bespalko. And what's the translation again?
Without fingers. Thank you for having me.
Pretty remarkable, because Polina is the coordinator of the Xavier University Music Series, so that must be hard on the pianists.
Well, I guess it's intimidating.
You run, let's see, three or four different concurrent series. Would you like to outline some of those for us?
Yes. What makes us very unique is that we have three sections of the series, and one of them is classical piano, classical guitar, and swing and jazz.
So we've already had Christopher O'Reilly in the piano series, and that was excellent.
It was a phenomenal concert. Phenomenal. People still talking about it.
And we still have four concerts to go?
Five concerts to go. Well, we will be featuring Avadajan Pratt, who is a professor of CCM, and I'm very honored to call him my professor because I did my doctorate studies under his tutelage. And Avadajan also is very much involved in the World Piano Competition, so he's a very significant local figure. He's been to the music series about 10 years ago, so it will be his great comeback, and I'm very much looking forward to him playing, and I've been always a big fan of his. Then we'll be continuing with Bruce Brubaker. Bruce is head of piano department at New England Conservatory, and that concert will take place on February 8th. What's very unique about Bruce, he's always been an advocate of contemporary music. And I was very, very excited to bring him to the series because I felt like that part of the music culture needs a little bit more exposure. And I think, sometimes it's very strange to me to hear that some people are disturbed by Stravinsky. And that's been how long time ago? It's not even 21st century, but still, even nowadays, it's still for some people and not quite pleasing. So I felt like I need to bring Bruce because he is so significant and so famous in really supporting young composers, premiering a lot of works. He premiered several works by Nico Muhly, who's also been featured here in Cincinnati for Music Now Festival several years in a row. Bruce will be playing Nico Muhly and definitely will be playing my favorite composer, Philip Glass, who's one of the most charming and the most amazing men alive, I believe, and live composers. Then March 8th, Anderson and Rowe duet, rock stars of classical piano, a really, truly an amazing duet. They both graduated from Juilliard, and they started their career playing solo. They've been amazing soloists, really wonderful musicians, but when they play together, they're like Siamese twins, and that creating an amazing explosion. They're an internet YouTube sensation. They make the most creative produced music videos. They actually create themselves. They write the scenarios, they do the filming, and one of my favorite ones is based on Earl Connick that was being filmed on Steinway Factory. Very, very, really creepy, a little bit Stanley Kubrick-like work, phenomenal, and it really fits the music well. But another significant things about them is that they've never been to Cincinnati, so music series at Xavier will be first venue for them in Cincinnati, so I'm extremely excited about them.
Earl Koenig, in English, is the Earl King of Schubert. Do
correct.
I have that right?
That's right. And in the video, they followed the text very precisely in the Schubert text. And in the video, the strings growing out of the piano like branches. It really is amusing. And I think it has an amazing creativity and it really fits the music and visualize the music very well. The recent music video is Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. They did all the parts, all the movements. They got a little bit controversial reviews on that video, but I do believe it's one of the most great creation of classical music going with the video.
So we've got Stephen Huff coming up
as well. Yes, we do. Stephen's been to the series many, many, many times. Stephen is one of the people who I just not only admire, I worship. He's a truly Renaissance man with his playing, his writing, his compositions, his paintings, every single thing. However, the most dear thing to me is that Stephen actually is donating his services to us in honor of Father Chaim, who started the music series 38 years ago. And Stephen's been invited many, many times. And when he was a very young man who's just started his career and when much older. So he decided that to honor those facts, he will be coming back. And this event will take place on March 30th, and we will have it in Corbett Auditorium at CCM, and it'll be a part of the Bearcat Festival. He will be playing Chopin and Debussy.
And that brings on Simone Dinnerstein, a name well known to me.
I would like to bring more women performers into music series because I'm a woman myself. I'm a performer, and I think they need more support. And Simone's story is, as probably the listeners know, Simone's story is fascinating. She started her career much later. Nowadays, it's more common to start in the 20s. She was known. She played. However, the stardust of her career was a recording of Goldberg Variations that she recorded and performed in Carnegie Hall. Mm-hmm. And that was in her beginning of her 30s, mm-hmm. a little bit 32, 33 years old. Never been to Cincinnati. Again, I am bringing her to our city, and I'm very, very proud, and I can't wait to hear her live. I've always been a biggest fan of her work. I think she's a very inspirational figure for women musicians.
So we have other series than the pianists. You have a guitar series.
I do. Classical guitar is the instrument I fell in love with when I started coordinating the music series. It's such a unique voice. Each guitar has a unique voice, a unique tone, unique story. And the intimacy of the delivering music is really fascinating because there's no shields between the audience, the guitar, and the performer. We are very proud to feature very big stars of the classical guitar world, international stars. Mm-hmm. Judicael Piroy, who is coming on January 25th, and Marcin Dula from Poland, who is coming on March 1st. And we will finish up with Dmitry Alarionov from Russia. Again, never been to the music series. And he will be playing on May 10. And his concert is, I'm sure, it's going to be very pleasurable for people to hear because not only he's doing strictly classical pieces, he also likes to do some Beatles that he arranged himself. And he creates a musical paraphrase of very popular songs. So it's extremely entertaining. Charismatic man. He has long, long red hair, so he looks like a Botticelli angel. It's a pleasure to listen to him and pleasure to watch him because he's a great entertainer and performer.
The third series that you offer at Xavier is a swing music series.
Swing music series, yes. We are very unique to combine all the three genres together. And our highlights of the season definitely will be four freshmen that we are featuring on April 26th. And I think they just performed with the Middletown Symphony. And we are bringing them solo. So Middletown featured them with the orchestra, and we will be featuring them as the soloists. Then we have Banu Gibson Jazz Band that will be performing on March 22nd. Banu is from New Orleans, so she'll bring a certain flavor into the music series. She's a wonderful performer. Bon Voyage Jazz Band on January 18th, a local band. So it will be fun to hear them and to see them on a bigger stage. And we'll finish up on May 24th with Dave Bennett Quartet.
I've been talking with Paulina Bespalko. Paulina is the coordinator of the Xavier University Music Series. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy teaching and coordinating schedule
to
be with us today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to talk to you and a pleasure to be here in this wonderful walls. I enjoy it very much.
Thank you. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Dave Lewis.
From Natchez to Mobile, Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow, I've been in some big time. Heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. Oh, man, it's a two-faced, all worrisome thing. Maybe to sing the blues in the night. Ooh, ooh. My mama was right, there's blues in the